Well, thanks for joining us on this Christmas day. Well, today our psalm has been Psalm 147, 7 through 14. But on this Christmas, I'd like to share a devotional with you I've titled God with Hands. It's about the incarnation. God sent his son not as a conquering warrior, but as a baby. He took away every privilege of deity in order to demonstrate his unfailing love to man. So let's think about this incarnation, God with hands. Sing to the Lord with grateful praise. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain. He makes grass grow on the hills. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of the warrior. The Lord delights in those who fear him. He puts their hope in his unfailing love. Extol the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise your God, Zion. He strengthens the bars of your gates and blesses your peoples within you. He grants peace to your borders and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. And today on this Christmas day, we think about the great God who sent his son, not as a conquering warrior, but as a baby. He took away every privilege of deity in order to demonstrate his unfailing love to man. So let's just think about Jesus. Tiny hands waving uncontrollably. A shrill cry piercing the damp air of a borrowed cave. A peaceful smile on the lips of a mother wearied by labor. A mysterious smile on the face of the mother's husband who has helped deliver a miracle. The incarnation, God confined to an infant. Growing hands, pointing to the ancient scrolls, an adolescent voice asking and answering questions. The teachers of the law amazed at his understanding. A mother who treasured all these things in her heart. The father smiling with favor. The incarnation, God growing in stature. Powerful hands turning water into wine, feeding multitudes, touching life into lifeless bodies, thankful faces without words to express their gratitude, a mother's smile as she hears of her son's marvelous deeds, the incarnation, the Father being glorified through the Son. Bound hands. Led away by Roman soldiers, tied in complete submission to the eternal plan, a mother waits. The dreaded time has come. The Father controls the final blow of sin. The incarnation, like a lamb led to the slaughter, he did not open his mouth. Constricted hands, the result of spikes driven through his wrists, arms outstretched, nailed to a wooden beam. A mother looks on, feeling every pain. A mother looks on, feeling every painful throb as her own. The just father turns his back on his burdened son. The incarnation, the Lord caused the sin of us all to fall on Jesus. Scarred hands in resurrected glory. A chariot of clouds lifting him to the Father. A joyful mother watching her son ascend. A promise from the lips of the risen Savior. Just as I go, I will return again. The incarnation, the assurance of the resurrection. Open hands, inviting every sinner, accepting all who come to him in faith. Blind eyes see, prison doors are open. The prince or pauper, none are turned away. Eternal life for all who trust the Son. The incarnation, sinful man in communion with the eternal Father through his Son. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming and dying for us on the cross so that we could have an eternal relationship with you. Thank you for taking on flesh. Thank you for becoming God with hands. In Jesus' name, amen. Merry Christmas.